Good evening and welcome to Talking Angels Radio. I'm your host, Rita Stroud.
And with her, the wingman, Michael Gross. As always, happy to be here. Thanks, Rita. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Hey, man. Thanks. I appreciate that. It's been a whirlwind of activity for the last couple of weeks. Everybody running around with Hanukkah and Christmas and just all the events that were happening in the last 2 weeks.
And the 1221 event, you had it, the Medford Yoga Center, which
I heard went
beautifully.
Medford last Friday was just incredible. I mean, it was 1221, 2012,
right,
which everybody had been talking about as this powerful date. It was the equinox and the winter solstice, and just all of the energy present in that building was amazing. Everyone was coming with this expectant heart and open heart, ready to just share in love. And what we really ended up doing was creating like a community, a circle of people who got together and added all of our energies together to focus our energy and love on certain specific needs and areas of the world. We actually had like a little inflatable globe that we passed around throughout the circle.
Nice.
And everybody had a little heart sticker, and they got the chance to put the sticker on the spot on the world where they would want to send their love.
Oh, wow.
And then you pass it to the next person. And we had like a sharing circle. Everybody was talking and sharing experiences. But before that, we did meditations. I did some channeling. Jesus and Mary came through, which was incredible. I wish somebody had recorded it so that I could share with you what was said. But the idea is that, once again, we are the ones we've been waiting for. All this prophecy talk about, you know, the second coming and what Christians believe throughout history. What Christ really represents is what's in all of us, which is this divine being that is being born anew. It's like somehow when you wake up to the fact that you have a divine spirit, that you're powerful, limitless, divine, and eternal, that death doesn't really take you, that you live on after your physical body.
Okay.
When you have that realization about life and you realize that there is an eternity to live, right, you have a different approach to life. You suddenly
Absolutely.
Have more patience. You have more humor. You have less, you know, intolerance.
Well, and I also think you then start enjoying your challenges a little bit more because, you know, they're not forever. It's like I always compare in our lifetime, you know, sticking your toe in the freezing cold water.
Yeah.
Like you stick your toe in the water to see if it would be fun to go swimming in. Much like our lifetime, we figure something out in this lifetime for our duration, for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's the opportunity we get to practice those things.
Right.
That's how I look at it, and I think that's really cool.
It is.
What did Jesus say?
Well, again, it's difficult for me to remember what comes
right,
through
that's
when
why
I'm
you
channeling.
Wish it was tape.
But if I can feel it, which I sort of just, I feel like I know it, like I know what the message is, and the message is loud and clear, love one another. Love one another, be each other's angel, be each other's support, because that's how the goodness of God, if you can, creator, whatever, creator operates through creator's creations, us, the planet, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's up to us, sentient human beings, to act with compassion towards those who need something, to the point where we will awaken within us this all-knowing wisdom that will allow us to, you know, basically like the Pleiadians channel.
I loved when I read I don't know if anyone else read the message today. If you did, please call up, because when I read it, I was like, wow, this is out there. But as I was reading it, I was like, wow, this is so, it resonated
right.
so beautifully with me at the same time.
Right.
It was
our
great.
Vision, our shared vision needs to become one of seeing the earth, that it's possible to eradicate hunger, disease, poverty, violence. You know what I mean? That justice and love will prevail. And just if we can hold that thought together as a group, it's just so powerful, because we're actually creating that reality on our planet, in real time, in the physical place that we are at this moment.
Well, what was
it's
so
no
cool when you were just saying how you all came together, and it sounded like it was an open, loving type of
it was amazing.
Room
yeah.
with a lot of people in it, which, you know, my belief is it's like you create a mastermind at that point.
Right.
And just the love that you're all giving out
yes.
is just helping the world.
It is.
I honestly believe that.
That's kind of what it was about, being activated as a human being to really pull in energy and love and channel it out through your own energy centers, through your own chakras, through your own energy and light that connects all of us. To do that, just for a moment as a group. And it's just such a powerful way to send love to all parts
That's
of the
nice.
Planet.
That sounds like a really, really
yeah,
nice
so it
night.
Was really cool. And then, like, as I was telling you earlier, the day after was just a magical feeling for me out there shopping in the world. Every car that I passed, I would look in the window and I'd see the, like, whatever who was driving, and I would say, I wonder what it would be like to be that person. And suddenly I felt like I was sitting in their skin.
That's nice, Rita.
If they were smoking a cigarette, I could feel the smoke. If they
no
were
way.
Yeah, if they were heavy, I could feel the extra weight. If they were, you know, had thick glasses, I could feel sense the difficulty seeing. If they were old, I could feel the achiness. It was like instantaneously with each person I looked at, I got a shot right into their being, what it was like to be them. And I started to cry and smile at the same time. I was like, we are all one another in a different, you're another version of me.
Do you think it's, you know, I often say, much like basketball or chess or math or English or whatever, the more you practice, the better you get. And I always say the more I practice at being my own wingman and
right.
I do my practices, the better I get at realizing I'm in control of my life and I can achieve anything I want just by thinking about it. Do you think you continue to get better at just channeling and,
yeah.
and being able to connect with people? I mean, that's what you're talking about is truly amazing.
I think that's for me. I think that's what happened to me Friday night was, you know, they talk about this shift or you're going to feel different. It was as if somehow more of that veil was peeled away and
nice.
I could actually instantaneously look at a complete stranger in a car and be popped right into their body and experience and know and feel what
wow.
they were feeling and then popped right out. It was incredible. It was like I was laughing with the teenagers. I was, you know, whatever.
Right.
Whatever was happening, I could feel my,
That's
my
amazing.
Connection to the. Yeah, it was
That's
incredible.
Fantastic. That must have. And you know what? It doesn't
it
surprise
incredible.
Me, though, after that fantastic night.
Oh.
By the way, if anyone's listening, you're listening to Talking Angels. If you had anything happen like that for you, please call. I'd love to hear about that, too. Because Rita's experience doesn't surprise it does not surprise me because I've seen Rita where you have channeled. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a friend who was at one of your events, and he was like, "Oh my God, you have to see her! It's like a different person. It's not her when she's channeling."
It's amazing what happens, and it does feel like it gets better. The more the more you want to do it, the more they pull you in. It's like offering yourself up to be used in the service of the divine.
Okay.
You just say, look, no strings attached, whatever. I'm going to do this. Just do whatever you want to do. And when you do that, again, in love with the aid of your angels for protection, I feel like you need that, you know.
Okay.
That was my sump pump.
So what would someone who's hearing this right now, and if they're coming from my world, they're thinking, wow, this woman's out there. But if they're coming from the angel world, they're thinking, wow, that's beautiful. How can I use that in my everyday life? All right, I can't channel.
Right.
But what can I learn from that? I mean, that we're not alone, that there's nothing to worry about.
It's really just a practice of doing that, what you just said, kind of convincing yourself through reprogramming, which is affirmation.
It's all a mindset.
It's affirmations. It's saying something repeatedly to yourself over and over again that is something good that will affect you in a positive. Just like when somebody says to you repeatedly over and over again, you're stupid, you're lazy, you're not going to make nothing out of yourself. What happens? You're stupid, you're lazy, you make nothing out of yourself,
Absolutely.
Right? So you just repeat to yourself, I'm powerful, I'm amazing, I'm surrounded by beings who love me, I have all the abundance of the universe
there,
at my disposal.
You know my belief
and then it's
on
there.
That is absolutely, I am 100% in agreement with that.
Right.
1,000% that if you can... If you can practice, and it's so easy to see in so many different ways. One of the things I've certainly learned in my readings and my studying is a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking.
Right.
A belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. So all you really have to do is change that thought, and sooner or later it becomes a belief.
That's
like you
right.
just said, I'm stupid, I'm lazy, I'm good for nothing.
Cancel, cancel.
And you know what? I'm big on the cancel, cancel,
yeah,
and
I'm big on
pivoting because I find it works.
Yeah.
I find it changes my vibe, it raises my vibe. But back to that,
yes.
If you're saying that to yourself, that's how you're going to become. If you're saying, I'm powerful, I can create anything I want, I'm brilliant, I can sing great, I'm a lovely guy, I'm a great, fantastic person, whatever it is,
right.
I can help people, you start helping people.
And well, if you think about it, you're here on this planet, right? And if you're not actively engaged in trying to figure out who you are and why you're here, if that's not like a priority, if you're just sort of going about your day and you're not really a little bit curious, you're missing something. You're just missing something because at some point, I think it'll catch up to you. You'll wonder, what was I supposed to be doing? Or
one of my favorite quotes is from Albert Einstein, who says, "It's not that I'm smart, it's that I'm passionately curious."
I love that.
And it's I do too. if you can be curious about you're saying about yourself.
Yeah. Self-discovery.
Because one of the things I found recently in the last few years of my life, which has been unbelievably fantastic, is my be your own wingman. And to have a passion for something is the greatest thing in the world. To have a passion for something. So the idea of finding your passion is a beautiful thing. And if you don't know your passion, well, then maybe you become passionately curious about finding it.
That's a perfect way to say it, Michael. Absolutely.
Thank you, Rita.
I couldn't have said it any better. That's the whole thing, is to be passionately curious. Because if you're not, it is. It's like you're missing the boat somehow. You're just not, you know, you're not going to really fully experience life until you can kind of stop getting distracted all the time by all the things that come into our day. There's so many distractions. There's television. There's, you know, there's Facebook. There's not that any of these things are bad. Again, not that they're bad, but we tend to want to just chill, veg, and not do anything with our intellect, with our bodies, with our energy. And when you're so passively experiencing life that you're not actively really engaged in self-discovery, wanting to know more about who am I, what makes me who I am, how can I better express who I am? If who you are is some kind of silly, goofy nutball, the sooner you start expressing that, people love it. They dig it.
They love when you're who you are.
When you're who you, think about any famous person.
Right.
Any famous person.
They're who
person.
They are.
They're somebody who really doesn't give a crap what other people think about them, and they just do their thing because they love it. And then what happens? They get tons of people who radiate towards them because they're being who they are.
Last night I was saying to my wife, I said, you know what? It's been about 5 or 6 days now, and a lot of it's the holidays, because I got distracted, and we all get distracted.
Sure.
And I said, I haven't meditated. I haven't written anything. I haven't read anything about. I like to read a chapter, and I haven't done any of my practices or processes. And so it was. And I've been feeling it in a. You know, I haven't been feeling with a higher vibe. I've been feeling a little bit less than that. And so I said last night. And so this morning when I woke up, I said, the first thing I'm doing every day now is I'm going to at least meditate. I'm going to read a chapter of some type of book that I love.
Right.
And I am going to do one of my processes, either one of my, even if it's just one of my 1 minute ones, where I have a lot of, you know, I must have 20 or 30 of them that take 10 or 15 minutes to do something and really work at what you want to be. And it was just interesting because after doing it, I was like, all right, now
well, you know,
I remember
funny.
You.
I was telling you, when I was at the Boscovs, there was a gentleman working behind the counter started talking to. And I could sense this, like, sadness that, you know, he just wasn't happy, really, like feeling kind of hopeless. But the gist of the conversation and kind of sort of where it led to was this idea that I was explaining to him, you know, what is it that you would do if you could do anything? And, of course, when you're allowed to dream, sometimes you're caught off guard, but then something will pop in your head if you allow yourself to just let yourself dream for a second. Don't get hung up on, well, I've been trained to be this, or I went to school to be that, or I spent all this money to learn how to do this, and now I'm a certified blah, 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 blah.
You can certainly get tied up and caught up in that.
I should be X, Y, and Z. No, don't do that, because that's, again, another one of those distractions from who you really are, is if you've put in a lot of time, effort, money, whatever, of course you want to utilize what you've invested in, right?
Of course.
But if that's not the calling of your heart, if that's not what gives you joy, you can be assured that everything you've learned is going to be used in the pursuit of your joy, should you choose to take that bold step and just go for it. Because, you know, I went to business school and now I'm doing this, but everything I've learned, it's not like I've lost it or it was wasted. It is useful.
It's not
no
wasted at all. I can tell you, I can honestly tell you, because I know when we have business meetings about our radio show, about Talking Angels, about Wingman, about you doing your angel readings, how to help
people.
Are you kidding? Your whole business school background has been very helpful.
It is, and that's what I'm trying to tell people. And the gentleman behind the counter, he was like, I said, you know, you have all the power inside of you to change whatever you want. And he said, yeah, and that makes me feel even worse that, you know, it's within me, but I haven't done anything about it. So don't beat yourself up, please.
I was telling you that I've been at at a lot of parties recently.
Uh-huh.
I was telling you earlier.
Yeah.
So you can get ready to cue that up. Because
okay.
I was saying it was really interesting to me, and you're talking sort of about focusing on the negative type of things.
Yeah.
And what I have found is, so I'm at different parties, and people seem to be talking at me and talking at me and talking at me.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't feel worth saying.
Talking at me, and I'm realizing that there's a certain intensity going on. And I think what it is the tension. Maybe it's a tension.
Yeah.
But what you were just talking about, which is sort of changing your focus. I was fascinated because I was talking to a gentleman the other day who wrote a book.
Uh-huh.
Wrote a book. And I was like, you know what? That is fantastic. I wish I wrote my, you know, I have pages and pages and pages I wish I could write.
Right.
And he was focused on the negatives of him writing the book. Like, it took him away from work. It didn't work out. It wasn't making money.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you wrote a book, man. You finished a book. That's fantastic.
Right.
And I think it's a cliche in our world, but I think if you can change your focus,
yeah.
You know, if you can, the greatest discovery of our generation. I was talking to you about that quote that I
yeah.
once loved from William James, and yes, absolutely. But let me just read that.
Yeah, go.
The greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his attitude. William James. That's a fantastic statement, and the fact that I believe it makes all the sense. You know,
yeah.
we're talking about where you're focusing and focusing on you can either focus on the negatives or the positives. I always go back to, I'll come back to what I go back to. You said we have a caller.
Oh, no. Well, we have a couple people on hold. So I figured, why not take a caller?
Let's take a call.
All right, let's take a caller.
And we'll go from there.
All right. By the way, you're listening to Talkin' Angels Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
And Dream Visions.
And DreamVision7Radio.com on Thursdays and Fridays. They rebroadcast archive
a.m.
shows.
7 p.m.
Yeah, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., so twice a
Which
day.
Which has been really cool.
It
we
is
have to check
cool.
to see how that's been doing, actually.
We're excited. We're like expanding. But you know, visit our website. It's www.talkingangels.com. Sign up for our newsletter. That goes out once a week to let you know what the show is going to be about. And usually there's a channeled message, a quote of the week, and some upcoming events.
Speaking about what the show
yes.
is about and how fantastic it has been to be on this show.
Uh-huh.
And one of the big parts of it is that we get to interview different people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
some of them are brilliant. And a couple of weeks ago, we interviewed Mark Allen,
yeah.
who owns New World Publishing.
New World Library,
wrote,
yeah.
He wrote The Magical Path,
mm-hmm.
and he gave us a practice. And actually, you know, sometimes when we're talking, you don't necessarily hear it. And you mentioned it later to me
yeah.
at our next meeting, our Sparks of Light meeting. And I'm telling you, I did it the next day.
Uh-huh.
And it's been and folks, if you have 10, 15, 20 minutes to do something and you really want to help yourself, the practice was to imagine the next 5 years goes as well as you can imagine. I'm going to be saying this a lot because
right.
it's become a practice.
I read it now.
I read it at least other than the last week where I said I wasn't doing anything. That's the one thing I try and do is read that. Read what I wrote.
Yeah.
Imagine the next 5 years goes as well as you can imagine. And then write down where you are, what you're doing, and how you feel.
Right.
And I said, and I added something as I often do. It helps to smile when you're writing about it.
Oh, absolutely.
And just dream and imagine it goes as best as you can imagine. And it was amazing, the stuff I wrote. And I was just so thrilled. And I know it raises your vibration. And, it, you know, if law of attraction is correct, which we both know it is.
Yes, it is.
Or not correct, true. And,
right.
And we know it is. Then it has to bring me closer to that.
It does.
And I would emphasize or I would ask all of you to do it just for yourself. See
okay.
if it can help. Anyway.
All right, let's go to the phones. All right, so
Please.
We have a caller on the line. Looks like Veronica. Hello, Veronica, are you there? Oh, hold on.
I am. Yes, now you got me on. Thank you so much. And what a lovely subject you guys are covering.
Where are you calling from, Veronica?
I'm calling from Northern California.
Oh, wonderful. So how can we help you today?
I'm wondering if you're going to be doing some intuitive readings tonight.
I could.
Wonderful. I wonder what messages then the angels have to share with me regarding career. I'm currently seeking for a new job opportunity. And maybe there is other messages for me on love, too, since I'm single.
Well, you have a very bubbly spirit that I can feel, and it feels
I
very
can
good. Yeah, I like that.
That's nice.
All right, let me ask Pam in the meantime. Pick up anything for Veronica?
I'm not, so I'll wait for you,
okay.
but I'll ask some questions.
I am missing the sound. I wasn't able to listen to you, my dear.
Oh, well, you missed out on that. He was asking how long you've been, have you been looking for work, or are you actually employed right now?
No, I my job ended just a little bit more than a month ago. And it was just a very nice conclusive episode that I ended in, so I'm now transitioning to another new stage, and I'm just hoping to see where the new stage is going to take place.
Okay, all right. Let me get a, see if I can get a read on your energy.
You know, it's interesting why she's doing that, Veronica. I will tell you, one of the things I've found is when you can treat these times like it's exciting and the challenge of getting a new job as a game or as a challenge, I found that it works so much to your advantage, and you start getting opportunities that you didn't realize would be out there. I don't know if you feel the same.
I actually feel more than a challenge or a game. I'm actually seeing it as a gift. I feel I've been given the gift of being still right now and just I feel like I'm supposed to find peace and be happy with what I have right now. So that has been my approach. I've been thinking that everything in divine, perfect timing, it will manifest. So I feel like my job is already out there waiting for me. I'm the one who has to catch up to it. I'm just hoping that it doesn't take too long.
That's kind of what was happening when I was asking what was coming in for you. Let me just see if they can give it to me exactly as they gave it to me before. Make room for me, leave space for me, I come to create, and that's what this is all about. It is about you leaving open some space for your angels and guides, your spiritual guides, to create for you the job that you are going to be doing. It's a time, you nailed it right on the head. You must be intuitive also. It's weird because I picked a card out, and the card that came out for you was clairvoyance. So I think you already have your own intuitive power that's pretty tuned in. And I think that you're right on the money with that. That's exactly what was coming in. They said, make room for me, leave space for me to work, to create for you that which will please many people, including yourself. Your whole heart goes into this next opportunity, open and receptive to receiving blessings in exchange for energy of your own power and wisdom that you will impart to people. Keep space open, available in your room, in your home. You need to keep some space open and available in your room or your home. I don't know if you have clutter around, but it's important right for you to kind of clear a space for you to feel like you have open space. And I would suggest that you also get a tablet, a writing tablet, and also a sketch tablet, like a drawing tablet, and sit down there at least twice a day, because I feel like you're going to be receiving intuitive guidance that's going to actually spell it out for you and possibly even draw pictures to go with this. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, actually. Right now that I make a pause, I was actually getting rid of things, and I was throwing things away, and I was just realizing how many things I accumulated in the past 7.5 years that I moved here. And from my previous job, even emptying boxes of everything from my old office. But there is a sense of peace. I feel like this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And I don't know where it's coming from. I just know this is what it is. So, but I also, you know, there is a sense also of acknowledging that this is, that's my spiritual side, but this is also the reality side, you know, the world side, the human side. So that's when I get into the timing of the human side, the earth timing, you know, or earth time. Spiritual.
Well, you just have to leave time. Again, it's everything in divine time, and we can't really, our time parameters around something.
Yes.
The best thing you can do is just remain very open right now and receptive to receiving guidance, because it's going to come to you in a big way. That was the first thing they said, was make space for me. So they want you to clear a space. And that's what I see, a big blank page that they're going to feed information to.
You know, I could add something here. It's funny. In my coaching practice, I talk about a practice that you might want to do, which is called create a void or a vacuum. Because
okay.
A vacuum is always waiting to be filled. So when you – and you're saying you're doing it already, but when you start clearing out the space, let's say you wanted more clients, so you started clearing out space in your filing cabinet to put more clients in there. When you start clearing out space for your new job, a new job will fill that space. I don't
Perfect.
Know.
Perfect.
Well, okay. Thank you, Veronica.
Thanks
for
the
call.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for providing all of us with this special guidance. I think we all need to be recharged and reminded. So I think you two are doing a wonderful job doing so.
Many blessings to you,
Veronica. How did you come to the show? Thank you for
How did you find out about Talking Angels?
Well, I actually was reading about angels, and I went and Googled it, believe it or not, and the name pop up, your show pop up, and I start seeing some, you know, hearing some of the other, I think there is another second version of this job aside from Blog Talk Radio. So they both came up, but this one happened to be coming up in the next half an hour, so that's why I linked to it, and here I am, and here we are.
Great, thank you so much
well, thank
for calling.
Thank you, Veronica. We hope you come back again and listen.
You're welcome, dear.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
You know, one of the things that's really cool, Rita, is when someone calls, I always have the feeling that other people have the same situation going as them.
Yeah.
And they can profit from that conversation.
Well, let me tell you, in our chat room, Angie. Hello, Angie.
Hi, Angie.
In our chat room. She says, guys, I have a question, if it fits into the show. Can you talk about creating a visioning board for the new year? And I said, of course. That's one of our favorite things to talk about. And how that it perfectly fits in with the new year, too.
You would ask me if I have any events coming up, and all my wife keeps saying is, please do an event where you help people do a vision board. Because
there you go.
3 years ago, I did a vision board out of the blue. I was reading about it. I said, I should do this vision board.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, we were looking at it, and it was like, wow, that came true, that came true, that came true, that came true. Wow, that's amazing. That's still where am I? And it was amazing. So I did it the next year, 2000.
Right.
That would be 2011.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of 2011, I was like, wow, this came true, this came true. 2012, I didn't do one. And I was like, you know how like you sort of get distracted?
Yeah.
The human side of me faltered there, I have to say.
Okay.
So I assure you, Angie, that I will be doing a vision board, and I am a big believer in them. I'll tell you what I do for it.
Go ahead, yeah.
I find pictures that reflect what I want to have happen.
Mm-hmm. And then you just paste them on there?
I actually, 1 year I wrote a check, and I made the check exactly like it was. I pasted it on there, how much I wanted it to be, what month it was. I actually said it's going to be for December, it's going to be for this amount, boom, boom, boom. And, you know, I got 90% of the way there, actually.
Wow, that's amazing.
Cool. I said I wanted to play in the World Series of Poker. I played in the World Series of Poker. And it was weird how that even came up. Like the things, I wasn't even thinking about them. And I could give you a list of six or seven things. And it was all, I have words on it, but most of mine are pictures.
Right.
And I actually laminate it so I can actually leave it on my desk and put my coffee on
it. Oh, that's nice.
But it's always in front of me then.
Yeah. I have a couple of them. And I started out kind of the same way, just cutting out pictures of the things that I wanted. It started out like a Christmas list. With I want this mixer and I want this car and I want this thing or you know and then I added on there I want to write a book, I want to be published, and I had Talking Angels Radio, syndication, TV show, events.
That's cool.
And this is before even any events had started, you know, or before this recent syndication thing we're doing.
Right.
But I think what a good thing to do is to think about what you really want if it's a aside from the things that you want, what is it that thing is going to give you? Like, go back to the root of your desire. For me, you know, it was a comfortable, safe ride to work, you know, in something really comfortable rather than this big clunky van. So, you think about what it is that you're really looking for or financial security.
Well, I say it a little bit differently. I come up with my one-minute practices, and I think this can expand here, which is what do I want? Why do I want it? How do I want to feel?
Yeah.
Because I'm a big believer, and I think you are also, that we are in a vibrational universe.
Right.
Believe it or not, how we vibe is how we attract things. So it's about the feeling you get. You know, you might say, I really want this person as a client, but it's not really this person as a client you want. You just want a really good client.
Right.
But sometimes we get too focused on the minutia,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just focusing on the feeling that we want.
Exactly. The feeling part is the most important part, is to really look at that thing that you want. Like in the case of the KitchenAid mixer that I had, I cut out a picture of it, put it on my vision board and said, I want that. Well, why did I want it? Because I do a lot of baking. And the one I was using before was my mom's old Sunbeam.
Okay.
It was just falling apart.
Okay.
And I really wanted a good one because I'd love to bake. And I really wanted one that was going to hold up to the test of time. But a KitchenAid mixer brand new was like $350.
So you don't want to buy it.
I just couldn't see spending that kind of money for a mixer. I don't know. Call me cheap. I don't know. I just didn't want to do it.
Okay.
I had other things to spend money on besides a mixer, so I would struggle. But I put it on the dream board, and I said, you know what? I don't care how, but that's what I want. I really do. I want a KitchenAid mixer. And don't you know, that's how my sister's friend worked at a flea market. He somehow came up with two of them. I happened to mention to her one of my dream things was a mixer, and she got me the KitchenAid. It looks exactly like the one on my board.
Wow.
But it's sort of like if you're brave enough to really state out loud and to represent visually what it is that you really want, and you stick it out there on your visioning board, I believe what you're doing is you're creating a little roadmap for the universe to check back with to align things so that they can bring you these things. And it doesn't matter what you've got out there. If it brings you joy, if it's something that you've always wanted to do, you deserve it and you're worthy of it. And you don't have to worry about how or if it makes financial sense for you to have this or whatever. Just dream.
Your joy comment, I'm going to jump in on because I have a couple comments to make. One, if you can truly, like when you mentioned the KitchenAid mixer, if you can truly look at it and not be frustrated that you don't have it.
Right.
But be happy in the idea that, oh my God, I'm getting a KitchenAid mixer.
But it's coming to you, right?
This is so cool. I wonder how I'm going to get it. And oftentimes that's not easy to do because you start struggling. Now, KitchenAid mixer might be something different than a house down there. Whatever it is.
Whatever.
If it's bringing you stress, you have to step away from it.
Right.
If it's bringing you stress, but if it's feeling good in the idea of you having it or wanting what you want on your vision board. And I wanted to add, while this – as we're talking, I'm thinking, you know, people listening to this who come from the business side of the world or science side of the world may be thinking, what are they talking about with angels and vibrations? But I want to tell you, I've been in business a long time, and I was in the insurance business and the investment business for 25 years, and it is really no different. They use different words, but it is exactly the same. I still remember my boss telling me, put a picture of a poor up in your cubicle and you can look at it every day, so you're going to be successful enough to buy a Porsche, a house, whatever it is you want. They use different words. They use visioning and strategic planning and you know, doing that as opposed to vibrations and joyful anticipation. But it's all the same stuff. Yes, please.
All right.
So anyway.
Wow, this is good. This is good conversation, man. You're listening to Talking Angels Radio. We're at TalkingAngels.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com/TalkingAngels, and we're also on DreamVision7Radio.com. Let's take another caller. We have, let's see, area code 954. This is area code 954. You're on Talking. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Darlene from Florida.
I missed that name.
Yeah, what's your name?
Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E.
Darlene from Florida. How can we help you, Darlene?
I was just wondering if my angels had any messages for me.
Okay. Wait, let me see. And your name again is D-A-R-L-E-N-E?
Yes.
Okay, Darlene. You said it was sort of a New York accent a little bit.
I wasn't sure what you said.
Are you originally from Florida?
Boston.
Hey, Darlene. I didn't hear the R in there.
We're from Jersey.
Right. So we got a little bit of that.
All right, now, do you have any specific area that you're looking for guidance on? Area of your life?
In the romance area or the finance, either or.
Romance, finance. Okay.
Seems to be the week.
It always is. All right. Let me see what your angels have to say for you. Darlene from Florida, originally from Boston.
How long have you been in Florida?
About 20 years. So I've been here a while.
What part of Florida?
Fort Lauderdale area.
Okay. Let's see what Rita
comes up. Have you been, I don't know why I give me this term, have you been laid up at all? Like out of, have you had any kind of thing that you're off your feet?
Oh, not off my feet, but I haven't really been working. I mean, I've been working, I'm studying spiritualism and energy healing and that sort of thing. So I've been...
Okay. All right, let me see what they have to say for you then. Hold on a second.
This is going in and out.
I know. I'm not that accurate, but hang on. Focus energy and attention on speaking to people out loud about what it is that you desire. Have your feelings understood by more than one. Friendships. They're telling you that your friendships have a tendency to come and go. They're not consistent. And this feeling of an inconsistent distant friendship is what's giving you kind of a feeling of a lack in this area of romance in particular.
Okay.
I want you to be more honest with people. When you come into contact with a new potential, you know, significant other, to not try to alter who you are to meet what their expectations are, because that does make them kind of revolve in and out of your life. They're not sure who you are, so they can't really stick around. Seems like it's like a revolving, there's a revolution picture they're giving me in my head of like a revolving door with different people coming in and then getting out, coming in and getting out, and no one really staying in there with you. But it's because you're somehow morphing yourself to fit whatever it is that you think they want in a relationship. Does that make sense?
I couldn't hear a lot of it. I'll have to go back and listen to the archives. But
all right. I think what you need to hear is that you have to be a little bit more in love with yourself right now. Nurture yourself. Get yourself to a point where you feel very, very confident that you know who you are and you love who you are. And then just be yourself when you're out there. Because I think you do have a lot of great potential to attract. There's a lot of attraction with you. You have beauty and you have a sense of humor that brings people to you that they like. There's a warmth about you that draws people in. But then all of a sudden, somehow, it's like you're trying too hard and your authenticity slips away. So you have to hold on to who you are. Don't shift and change who you are. And I think you're going to...
I've lost you for a second. Totally now. But I'll listen to the archives. I want to thank you.
Thank you, Darlene.
All right, Darlene.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
I know.
Sometimes that happens. The phone. Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. I don't know why that happened.
Well, we hope you're still listening.
Okay. All right. I'm going to chat out to the people here. Okay. We are coming back on. Sorry about that. Wow. You know what? I'm going to have to go into a network Ethernet line.
You know what?
I can't do the wireless. We're sorry about that, guys. Our sound cut out for a bit, but we're back.
I think we do have to, especially maybe it's the weather that's going on up here.
It could be. We're having some crazy weather here tonight. Lots of rain, gusty winds. So
you think the crazy weather that we've been having, by the way, I saw a fantastic movie this week.
Yeah.
I saw a couple movies, but one of them was called The Impossible, and it was about a family that got caught in the tsunami.
Oh, I just saw a preview for that on TV.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, with all these things, and of course bank failures, and everything goes along with perhaps the changing consciousness of the next, what did Diana Cooper say, the 20 years is
a
transition?
Yeah, it's a galactic, the end of one galactic cycle and beginning of a new one, which the way she described it meant the tearing down of the old and the reconstructing of the new. So I think that's exactly right. I mean, if you look at one of the movements that were around that started, a year or two ago, the, Occupy Wall Street movements.
Oh, fine. Right.
The whole Arab thing. Yeah,
I
mean, you know,
point.
So many revolutions and overthrows of dictatorships that have been in it for 50 years. And, you know, the reason, the fact that people are dying at the hands of crazy people with, you know, assault weapons, it's overwhelming to a person who isn't, you know, paying real attention to what's going on. It just seems like the world's going to hell in a handbasket, right? It
seems like the world is going to hell in a handbasket.
People who are sort of looking at it from the other perspective, we're saying this is all opportunities for us to change, opportunities for us to
grow.
Make something better, to grow, to insist on the idea that we're all in this together.
Okay.
I mean, the world itself, there's only so many wild places left on this planet that haven't been developed or used up or
domesticated.
And, you know, if people don't speak up for those wild spaces, they will get developed and they'll be gone. So there's an urgency to our very survival in treating the planet with more dignity and respect. You know, going back to some of these ancient ways that kind of considered pagan when Christianity first appeared on the scene, you know, all of a sudden, you know, people who prayed to the moon goddess and the water gods considered, you know, pagans, heretics. They were burned and beaten, converted, and somehow we lost our link with what's most important, and it's honoring the cycles and the rhythms of the earth, recognizing that we're just a small part of something very much bigger than all of us, and that we, too, are here for a short time. We're going to expire, pass away. Our remains are going to go back into the earth. You know, I mean, like it, you know,
so our DNA continues on.
Well, it does, but I mean, as a human living being, as a, if you're privileged enough to be here alone on the planet in a physical body, you have to learn the lesson of the oneness of the planet, of the material, physical world. This is part of your heritage, too.
Absolutely.
And for, I think, too long, people have been in this idea of it's, you know, it's all, every man for himself, or it's my highway. You know, starting to, I think, open up to a lot more acceptance, diversity in religions and beliefs.
Well, it goes back to what you were saying earlier, I think. In at least I know I've been finding this much more. The connectivity amongst all of us has been fantastic. And I think that's a big part of things is when you're really connected to others.
Right.
And if you can help others, you're truly helping yourself.
Right.
And it's a tough concept to get your hands around sometime when you're trying to make bills and meet payroll and do whatever you have to do.
Right.
But really, if you can understand that,
oh boy. Okay. Hold on, I'll be when we're back on. Oh my.
Where's your,
I'm coming back. It's upstairs in the office. And I almost set up tonight, but I didn't want to screw with it because I was too close to showtime. We're still not back on.
We're going to have to make a new modem.
Why is it, what's it doing?
It's practice of being, I was saying how we are all connected to each other. And one of the things I found is if you can actually go about helping others.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I was telling a friend of mine who actually does that as his practice, the only thing he does, but for the last more than a year now, more than 365 straight days, he has written down every night what he is, who he's going to help the next day, and he writes at least 2 to 4 people, and he goes about making sure to help.
Right.
And it's just the unique, I know things have been going really well for him, and it's just, it's such a unique way of raising your vibe, but
we're
helping
back.
Others.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about is the connectivity of people, and practice to really raise your vibe is to physically write down who you're going to help tomorrow morning, tomorrow.
I like
so in other
that.
Words, he writes down who he's going to help them. And it could be someone he's going to have a business meeting with. It could be his mother. It could be his wife. It could be his kid. Whoever it is.
Yeah.
He just makes sure he writes down 2 to 4 people that he's going to help.
I like that.
And I can only tell you his vibe has been so fantastic and so higher than used to be.
Yeah.
And at the same time, his material world is getting is being much more what we would call successful.
Oh, wow.
Not only is it on his inside, but it's on his outside as well. It's reflecting very well.
That's cool.
And it's just by realizing the connectivity of all of us and helping one another.
That's right. Well, you always say the best way to be your own wingman.
The fastest way to be your own wingman is to be someone else's wingman.
Yeah.
Because the success that you have in helping someone find happiness will make you feel so fantastic that your success will be right around the corner.
Did you know that I think was similar to the quote on this week's newsletter?
No.
By Mahatma Gandhi. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others.
Exactly.
That's what Mahatma Gandhi said. See,
you know
you're
what?
Channeling Gandhi.
I am. I'm channeling Gandhi. And you know what? That's a great quote. I'm going to use that quote.
It is. Well, we have another caller
please,
on the line.
Let's take
so
the
let's
call.
Go take our
let's
caller.
Let's hope we stay connected.
I know. Please let us stay connected. Hi, you're on the air. This is area code 720. You're on with Talking Angels.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, good. What's your name?
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. And where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Oh, cool. So how can we help you, Cheyenne?
I am having a little bit of an issue. I have something going on at my job, and it's a pretty tense situation most of the time. And I kind of feel like my bosses are trying to trap me in a situation. Is that true?
Well, that's not a good
feeling. You know what? It's so weird as you said that. I was asking my angels. I'm like, come on, angels, help me out. help me out. The first thing they showed me was you in a corner with your hands up with two guys holding pistols like the Old West, you know, Wild West with like bandanas.
And both the bosses are male, yeah.
It was like two guys like, put them up, you know. Like,
oh, boy.
So, and then when you said that, you feel like they're setting you up. I think they're cornering you. That's the feeling I'm getting, is that they're forcing you into either a decision that you don't want to make or into a situation that you can't really get out of.
Or want to be in.
I've been given a lot of guidance to turn them into the EEOC.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing that. I just have to download the paperwork and print it out and fill it out and send it in. And I intend to do that. I feel like that's my only recourse for being treated like a human being at this job, because there's been a lot of sexual innuendos from one of my bosses, and the other one is now he only does this in front of people. Okay, in front of the other dock workers, we were having a conversation. He says, "Well, you don't have to get upset," and I'm like, "I'm not upset." He's trying to make it look like I'm agitated all the time.
Yeah, like the hysterical female, right?
Yeah, and I'm not. I'm the calmest person there.
Rings true to me. I'll tell you, Cheyenne, I had a boss just like that. And I didn't realize till it was too late that
There's more than one. There's like three or four. And there's two higher-up women that are, I call them males with vaginas. Because that's what they are.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
very masculine.
I just got this vision of you, like with your hands up in a helpless position in a corner, like cornered at gunpoint with somebody saying, "All right, we got you now." And I don't know. I would think that maybe doing the EEOC paperwork is probably the best thing for you, because it feels like a hostile environment. It feels very hostile.
It is.
I don't think you should worry that it's going to affect you negatively in any way. It's a positive sound thing you need to do.
Do you think that it will be resolved by the 22nd of January? Like, I mean, not resolved, but that the EEOC will hop on this right away and do something quickly, or is it going to go over a long period of time? Because I'm going to school in June, and on the 22nd is my first day of school, and I kind of want to be done with this by the time school starts so I can focus.
I can't get a real good feeling, but it's in my mind they're bringing me past the end of January into like mid-February.
Okay.
It's scared how to describe what I'm feeling. That's what I'm getting.
If I may interrupt, Cheyenne, will you be at this job after you start school as well?
Well, I had planned on it. I have 2 days a week that I can't be there because of my class schedule. Which, you know, they think I'm going to go back to driving and all of that. I hurt myself on the job. And my guides are telling me to let workman's comp lay me off and give them no choice but to lay me off.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can continue to get paid while I'm, because I was told to take that documentation from workman's comp to Social Security Disability and get on disability with that paperwork so that I can continue to get myself supported while I am going to school.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you is that it feels like you're in a hostile situation, and the EEOC thing is the best thing to do. It does feel like it's a positive thing, that it will be, in other words, your efforts and energy will be rewarded. I don't know if that means monetarily or anything, but it's not a negative. It feels like it's what's needed there.
It's
needed for you, too, to come out of this.
Well, my guide said it's about me standing up for myself and knowing that I have rights, regardless of what they're trying to push on me.
Always a good idea.
Exactly. So just stay strong and don't think on the negatives or what could possibly happen as a bad outcome. I just pulled a card, and it's you know what to do.
Wow.
You already know what to do, and you sometimes will be seeking, like you're doing now, seeking some validation of that. So just trust that you know the answer, because you do, and what you're feeling intuitively in your gut is the right thing to do. You'll know if it's not the right thing if you start feeling uneasy. When you start to feel uneasy, then you're like, I don't know, maybe this isn't the right thing. As soon as you asked me about the EEOC or that feeling, it felt like you have to do that. Like you need to do that.
Okay.
that for yourself?
I feel like it's the only choice I have because they're, you know, I've tried to get them to back off in other ways, and it works for a few days, and then they go right back to the way they were before, and it's like, well, you're not giving me any choice in this matter, are you?
Yeah,
you're forcing me to go over your head.
And don't wait too long, because I made that mistake. If you wait too long, you run out of time, and then you can't do anything, so... Make sure
with the EEOC, this particular complaint is 300 days they give you to apply, file a complaint. So it has only been since the end of October.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Cheyenne.
I mean,
thank
you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and good luck with that.
All right, take care.
All right,
good night.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that's so tough. You
tough
know,
situation.
Yeah, and you know what? It is good to follow your gut in all situations because that's what a lot of people who come for readings and who ask for guidance, they're really just asking it to kind of validate what they already
Absolutely.
Know. And as soon as you start to pull up that, you can feel what is in the works for them or what guidance is telling them. They nod their heads and go, yep, that's what I thought. And it's because you know.
You know inside, yeah.
Yeah, you know. You know what your gut's telling you to do.
Well, and I think that's clearly that is one of my biggest practices is figuring out how to, you know, feel your gut, you know, your intuition, your you know, whatever it is that we talk about, the guide within you.
Right.
Because sometimes it's not easy to do, especially you were mentioning all the distractions that we have going on. Sometimes the noise in our head can be a distraction from what we're really feeling and following, what, you know, how it feels.
Right, right.
You know,
even just having obligations to your family, you know, I mean, I struggle with that a lot. Like, we're all home this week because everybody's off from work. And,
right.
You know, it's kind of nice when, like, the kids will go out and I actually have some time by myself because I love spending time with my family. But if you're trying to do anything, write, read, forget.
It's like anything. Right.
Like, play this game with me or, you know, what are we doing now? Or come help me with this and help me with that. And, you know, you can be pulled in a million different directions. But, you know, don't beat yourself up for not taking the time to do what you think you should be doing. Like if you think you should be meditating every day or you should be blogging, just take that pressure off. Let yourself do it when you want to do it. And then it doesn't become like a chore. It becomes fun and enjoyable when you want to do it.
I have found the key, and when I'm riding the wave and everything's going great or I'm in the vortex, whatever you want to call it, is when I don't beat myself up.
Right.
Because it's so easy. You know, I always go back to the Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz's book, where he said, humans are the only species on Earth that pay for a mistake 1,000 times because they just beat themselves up over and over and over again.
We just keep doing it to ourselves. Why do we do that?
And it's well, you know what it is? It's because it's a thought that gets in your mind.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get rid of them. You have to consciously knock it out. Like we said just before, cancel, cancel, delete, delete.
Yeah.
You've got to actually say that. You've got to do some more to knock out the negative vibes in your life.
Right. Well, I think what's important to remember, and that's another thing that came through Friday night now that I'm thinking about it, is this call to action. Like, in other words, you once explained it to me this way, too, that law of inertia, you know?
Absolutely.
Something in motion stays in motion, an object at rest stays at rest.
Right.
The call to action now is for each of us to actually do the action part, to take action, to be an active participant, and stop just, like a lot of people think if they just say their prayers every night, that, you know, their prayers are just going to be magically answered. You have to take your faith is taking the action, is taking a step in the direction of your dream or whatever it is that you're asking for. You have a role in the creation process too.
Oh, a big role.
You have to look for the signs, right?
Absolutely.
It's like, wasn't there some kind of joke about a guy who was his house was flooding and he was up on the roof and he was praying to God, send somebody to help, and a helicopter came by and he said, no, I'm waiting for whatever.
Right, God's going to save me.
God's going
to
save me.
And then when
me.
He got up to heaven and he said, God, what happened? And God said, what are you talking about? I said, you two boats and a helicopter.
Two boats, a helicopter.
Right.
You didn't take any of them, right?
Right. You have to see the sign.
You have to take action. So, you know, a lot of people just feel like somehow it's going to just happen, but
well,
you do need to take some action.
I was going to say, I think a lot of people, especially in my line of work, when they hear about the words law of attraction, they say, or they see the movie The Secret, and they say, I'm going to practice this. And then they say something, I want $1 million, I want $1 million, I want $1 million. Oh, I didn't get $1 million. It just doesn't work.
Right.
And I think it's the idea of it is, and I do say, it is the lazy man's way to success because, you know, many men smarter than I'll go back to the quote I just read earlier from William James, the greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his attitude.
Right.
So it is truly, I always say it's the lazy man's way. Well, you could lie in bed and change your attitude.
Right.
But what I have found is people say, you can't do that because you have to have action. I have found that when you do lay in bed and change your attitude and start thinking about what you really want, the action follows very easily, and then it would be called inspired action.
Right.
Because you're starting to think about what you want, and all of a sudden you say, if I really want this, I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. And you start becoming active.
Right.
And there's nothing better in the world than I was telling a friend of mine because he was talking about this thing he was doing and it wasn't working out. And he said, really, the best part about it is that I've been busy.
Right.
And I think busy is good.
Right.
And, of course, it should be inspired busy.
And you don't want to be so busy that you don't have time to do anything else. But
well, you want to be busy, but you want to be relaxed busy. In other words, you don't want to ever let the situation take control of you. You always want to be in control of your situation.
Right.
But you can be extremely busy and still be in control of your situation. You have to get this done, you get it done, and you move on to the next thing.
Right. So. Well, one of the things I've been feeling, too, is that if you think about your day, every day that you get up is a new opportunity for really anything to happen, right?
Absolutely.
So it could be just a plain old ordinary day where you're lazy and you don't really get much done. There's enjoyment in that as much as there is an enjoyment in an extremely productive day where you're meeting people and accomplishing some great feat or checking something off your list. There's every single day offers something to you. And the secret of really, I think, enjoying your life is to just find joy in everything that's happening and know that, there are good times and there are bad times. There is the Pleiadian said, there are times of insufficiency. There's times of abundance. It's like this in nature. You can look at nature for
the
everything.
Ebb and flow of life.
The ebb and flow of life is okay. Everywhere. I mean, look at the streams. They take little rock particles and distribute them down. It creates the alluvial plains. Everything has movement and flow, and your life is no different. You're not always going to be in the number one successful seat. You're not always going to be receiving boatloads of money and presents and cash and praise. It doesn't work like that.
And if you do, then you're going to want more and more and more and more money anyway.
It's not going to make you happy, right?
Sooner or later, you're going to need more and want more. And you're always in a constant state of desire.
Right.
You're always in a constant state of desire.
And you have to learn to move beyond you to just feel your presence and being alive is great. But when you can feel your presence being alive and affecting someone else in a positive way, now you're really kicking it into the next level is when you take the focus off of you. Take the focus off of what I want. I. Start turning it around and look at the rest of the world and put your energy and creative momentum out into helping somebody else. Just do charitable work. Do something that helps another person in some small way every single day, no matter what it is. And it's like you're planting seeds for your own growth and abundance. It always comes back to you in so many different ways.
I certainly agree with you mostly what you said there, but you did say it's not about what you want. And I do think you do have to think about what you want because that's how you attract it. However, I also think that you can get too caught up in what you want.
Yeah, like when you get so much in that list of I want this and I want this and I want that and I want that. And then you're like, after a while, it's like a Christmas list. It's funny because at Christmas time, everybody says, my kids are like, well, what do you want for Christmas? Anything. You don't even have to get me anything. Just smile, hug me, and tell me you love me.
That's
a great gift right there.
That is.
So, it's kind of like when you feel like you've gotten your list out and you feel satisfied and you feel like you're moving along, at some point you evolve to this next level where you want to affect others. And that's
absolutely
why we've grown into doing these groups and stuff.
Absolutely.
Sparks of Light, that's going to be coming up.
And there's no – it's fantastic helping others. Talk about Sparks of Light. We only have about 60 –
seconds, exactly. Sparks of Light is a group we started to help other like-minded people who want to make an impact on the world, help them get their business ideas started, or even just provide a forum for discussion about your ideas or how you want to get out there in the world and serve and maybe make a career out of it.
I got to tell you, so far we've had, I guess, 3 or 4 meetings. Every meeting we've had, I have gone home the next day and got written stuff and been so creative from it. They've been fantastic for me. I'm a big believer in them.
It is.
So I appreciate the fact that we do them, and I'm sure everyone else feels the same way.
Yeah, it's free.
So,
it's open to whoever wants
to
come. It's once
open.
A month. Check our calendar on talkingangels.com, and you'll see when that is. I'm also doing Harmonic Healing with the Angels in Philadelphia now on the second Thursday of the month.
Okay.
So on the 10th, I'll be at Calm Studio in South Philadelphia. You can check the website again. And I'll be doing it still in Mount Laurel the fourth Tuesday of the month.
Great.
And Michael's going to be doing something to teach people how to make dream boards. I know you
are.
You're going
to
create
boards.
That.
Folks, have a great week and a great new year. We'll talk to you next week. Peace on earth.
Thanks so much for joining us, and have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you next week. Until then, keep talking to your angels and your wingmen. Bye-bye.